listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rob McLeod. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau has released details of a frightening near miss for a student pilot and his instructor at Gold Coast Airport earlier this year. In February, the Cessna 172's tail section struck the ground and the plane nearly collided with hangars while performing an emergency go-around following a failed landing attempt at the airport's shorter cross runway. The ATSB report found the plane came in around 25 knots too fast and overshot the runway. Budget airline Bonza has confirmed they've had to cancel some flights between North Queensland and the Gold Coast between now and the end of the month. The spokesperson says 7 flights have been impacted due to operational requirements after their lease agreement with Nauru Airlines was terminated. They've issued an apology to those impacted but have highlighted that Bonza continues to be one of the most reliable airlines for on-time arrivals in Australia. Gold Coast MP Cameron Caldwell has released figures showing big delays in processing times for settling payments for people here on the Gold Coast. The data shows in the last half of 2023, it took Services Australia an average of 78.3 days to process the age pension, 85.7 days to process the disability support pension, 75.8 days to process the low income card and 52 days to process the seniors health card. The member for Fadden says the delays only add to the cost of living pressures for vulnerable members of the community. Updating sport now, and night one of the Australian Swimming Championships at the Gold Coast Aquatic Centre has already seen record stumble. Kaylee McEwan winning the 200 metres medley, breaking Stephanie Rice's 12-year-old record. Molly O'Callaghan edged out Meg Harris and Emma McKeon in the 100 free. Ariane Titmus won the 800 metres, while in the men's events, Elijah Winnington recorded the fastest time of the year in the 400 free. For a more in-depth look at the Gold Coast top stories, simply search Everything Gold Coast on the Listener app.